At this writing, we have about 5,000 adult members, 4,000 of whom were converted and baptized at Saddleback. Our growth has been by conversion, not by transferring Christians from other churches. Transferring Christians from one church to another is not what Jesus had in mind when he gave us the Great Commission. God called us to be fishers of men, not swap fish between aquariums. A church that grows larger only by transfers from other churches is not experiencing genuine growth. It is only reshuffling the card deck. Myth number three, you must choose between quality and quantity in your church. This is unfortunately a widely promoted myth that simply isn't true. Part of the problem is that no one ever defines what they mean by the terms quality and quantity. Quality refers to the kind of disciples a church is producing. Are people being genuinely transformed into the likeness of Christ? Are believers grounded in the Word? Are they maturing in Christ? Are they using their talents in service and ministry? Are they sharing their faith regularly with others? Quantity refers to the number of disciples a church is producing. How many people are being brought to Christ, developed to maturity, and mobilized for ministry and missions? Once the terms are defined, it's obvious that quality and quantity are not in opposition to each other. They are not mutually exclusive. You don't have to choose between the two. Every church should want both. In fact, an exclusive focus on either quality or quantity will produce an unhealthy church. Don't be fooled by either-or thinking. Every church should desire to reach as many people for Christ as possible, as well as desire to help those people become as spiritually mature as possible. The fact that many pastors wish to ignore is this: quality produces quantity. A church full of genuinely changed people attracts others. In any church where lives are being changed, marriages are being saved, and love is flowing freely,